Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields also. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson. Currency.
Carson Schott, doing big things this summer at Currency.
Currency. Advancement. Compliance. Critical.
Money.
Money.
Financing.
Yeah.
They're doing big things. Phone call, Connor.
What do we got going now?
I'll let you know about an update on the College World Series. We do not know the official field, but you know most of the field.
Most of it.
Here are the teams, Sip, that will be making their way to Omaha so far. Let's go back to Saturday's final result.
I got it.
West Virginia is on their way to Omaha for the first time in the history of the program. And I'll tell you what, without a team like LSU there, West Virginia, I know it's a Big 12 team, it's not SEC. They will have lots of fans make their way to Omaha. If you saw the stands for those games against Cal Poly, they were jam-packed. Also against Kentucky, to even get to the Super Regional, those games are also packed in Morgantown.
And you know, now I can add some sports knowledge to this. West Virginia football fans travel.
Yeah, it's a great fan base. Yeah. Very loyal, strong fan base.
There's years back now when West Virginia played at Colorado, and I was struck by how many fans they brought to that game. They travel. They're noted for traveling.
They clinched their trip to Omaha on Saturday. As to Troy, Sip. Troy is moving to Omaha. They beat Little Rock in two games. They're on to Omaha. Ole Miss, who of course survived the Lincoln Regional, is on their way. They swept Auburn in two games. They beat them 5-3 to win that series 2-0.
Wait a second. So they went to Auburn and won.
They did. Ole Miss, Troy, West Virginia. Also, if you move on to yesterday, who clinched Georgia, two epic games. I mean, their first game on Saturday against Mississippi State, there was like 11 combined home runs in that game. Mm. They went 11-9 in 10 innings yesterday. So Georgia is on to the CWS. USC was so close to having Big Ten representation in Omaha. They led 3-2 late in this game. They blow it. Carolina wins this game in game 3, 4-3. It's UNC instead of USC going to Omaha. Kansas, Oklahoma game suspended. Looks like Oklahoma's going to win that game. Oklahoma's are up 1-0 and up 8-1 in a suspended game that will finish today.
Hold on. That was suspended in the third inning.
With an 8-1 lead for Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's punished Kansas in that super.
They have.
They've punished them.
The first score on Saturday of that series was 8-1 also.
Right.
So 8-1 final, now 8-1 in the suspended game right now via Oklahoma.
That's humbling for Kansas. That's on their field.
And, yes, Texas takes care of Oregon in two games. They went 6-5 yesterday. So, again, the teams that have advanced so far to Omaha, Texas is in. North Carolina in, Georgia, West Virginia, Troy, and Ole Miss still waiting in the winner of St. John's and Alabama. That game was suspended yesterday with a 7-2 lead for Alabama, who also leads that series 1-0. And we're waiting on the conclusion of Kansas-Oklahoma. So it appears you will see likely Bama and Oklahoma make the field.
Whoa.
Joining them.
So you have three SEC teams
in. That's right, with Georgia as well.
Yeah, three SEC teams in, plus two probably, Bama and Oklahoma. Hello? Five.
Yeah, it's five.
That's five.
Five of the eight.
Five.
Five of the eight.
Five from where they play baseball the best.
That's right. Plus Troy.
Yeah.
Plus West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And North Carolina.
West Virginia's first ever trip to Omaha.
Ever. And I cannot wait to see their fans take over that city.
Yeah. Take over
I hope that they make it, I hope they have a run in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Easy team to root for.
Mm-hmm.
Any team that brings a big fan base that has never been there before and also is just kind of waiting for that moment of euphoria. And they feel like Nebraska a lot of ways. They don't have a lot going on in the state of West Virginia. It's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska sports is what we care about here. Has let us down a lot of times.
Yes.
I'd like to see them have the success they're having.
Morgantown.
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Wow, that's some baseball.
Now, you're an SEC guy. Who do you root for? Five teams make it, Sip. You have a hard time picking your favorite there.
Who would I root for? I mean, not really root for.
Do you root for Ole Miss because you saw them because they were here?
No.
Like the team that Nebraska Texas played? Probably. Why are you pulling? The hell are you pulling for Texas
Well, Marty's.
For? What's wrong
Marty's
with you?
Kids went
look
to
at
Texas.
Connor's shirt, by the way. He's wearing burnt orange for Texas like he was pulling from yesterday.
Bennett Sipple, UT grad. Madeline Sipple, UT grad. Marty's kids. Okay.
Yep.
So he's got two UT.
That doesn't mean you get a poll for them.
Why?
You
what
live
are you
in a state
about?
that resents Texas.
Do we still resent
Texas? Yes, we still resent Texas.
Yeah.
The 09 game feels like it was just yesterday at times.
If Tom Osborne.
Ricky Williams is still upsetting people for beating Nebraska back in the day.
If Tom Osborne's a breaker, he won't appreciate my comments on Texas.
Yeah, good. Tom, apologies on behalf
wait
of
Sip. Wait a second. Can't you let bygones. Wow. Can't you let bygones be bygones? Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
Early today.
Surprised attack. Can't you let bygones be bygones?
Apparently not.
Oh, can you?
No, I can't. Yeah,
you're totally distracted right
once
now.
Once a rival, always a rival. I know the Jets, for example, have sucked for years. I still hate the Jets as a Dolphins fan. Hate them.
I can have incredibly unpopular takes. I understand it. Texas doesn't bother
you me. You don't just lose a rivalry. Like, Nebraska fans still don't like Oklahoma very much. We don't like Colorado. It's very clear, right?
Yeah.
Very clear that both teams do not like each other still.
No, that's clear. But it's not like, I mean, Colorado, the disdain for Colorado is not even, it's in another realm than it is Oklahoma. I mean, people don't hate Oklahoma. Do people hate Oklahoma? Nobody hates Oklahoma.
They don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a respect.
They hate Colorado.
There's respect. The difference is Nebraska fans, a lot of them just don't respect Colorado. There's a disrespect, and it's mutual. It's mutual. Now, here's the thing.
No, you'll like here's this, thing, Mr. Texas.
All right.
You want to hear this? This is how they clinched their trip to Omaha, Mr. Texas fan. Hang on.
Kozar got him. And from Austin to Omaha, the Horns are heading back to the College World Series.
There you go.
It's nice to have
Texas.
Nice to have that burnt orange in Omaha. Remember, Augie used to take teams there quite a bit.
He did. Augie.
Garrido. That was better times.
Here's the walk-off for Carolina also. Okay. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
USC.
Winning run at second, bottom nine. The pitch. Hall swings and drives one. Deep to center field. Takeuchi going back. And he can't get there. North Carolina is going back to Omaha.
Ooh. Now that's a good sound, right? That's a good sound right there.
Burst of energy from the fans. Wow.
One more from Georgia advancing over Mississippi State from yesterday.
I'm going right back up there again with that four-seam fastball.
And that's been his Achilles heel, the elevated fastball.
Now, you better not miss. You got to know where to miss here. But you want to get this ball just about letter high, right over the heart of the plate, and see if you can get a swing and a miss.
1-2. Swing and a miss!
Oh.
Called him. Just headed back to the College World Series.
I wonder if he threw a four-seamer.
I wonder if he did.
I wonder if he threw a four-seamer letter high. I wonder if that's what that pitch
was.
Did they
call it?
God dang, those are baseball dudes right there.
Good commentary there, wasn't
there? Yeah. Whoa. That was good sound.
Connor did that this morning.
Connor?
Yep, he made that happen.
Good job. Why is he on the phone? What's going on?
Someone's calling in. I'm not sure for the game show or what.
It's 802.
It is time to play the game show, isn't it?
It's 802.
Give us a call right now, 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It is Shut Up, Sipple. You are by yourself all week. No lifeline for you.
Oh, boy.
On that note, we start with, we'll keep it in state here. Today's topic is Nebraska landmarks.
No.
You tell me which towns or cities
no.
these wonderful,
no.
magnificent Nebraska landmarks
Don't
are
do
in.
This.
And we're playing for a business box of bagels.
Can I have a Nebraska map on my screen?
You sure can't.
Oh.
464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. Line open for you. 402-464-5685. Chance to win a business box of bagels for your office, for your coworkers. Great way to start off the week by beating Sip and Trivia and making your office happy. Oh, hang on. Sorry.
Really good bagels, too.
They are very good bagels.
I mean,
we have a line open.
Places.
Don't be scared of Sip. He doesn't know Nebraska's landmarks at all. This is.
There's somebody who's calling.
You're the favorite by just calling in today.
Yeah, thanks. Jake.
Wait, you didn't sound very confident
I'm
in your
not
skills
very
here. You know the state, though.
No, I don't. I'm not very good.
We're not
at
doing
this.
High school nicknames today or counties. We're doing landmarks.
You know what the automatic win is, though.
What's that?
Where Husker players are from.
That's true.
Automatic.
But if it gets to Friday and we're 0-4, that might come into play.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we got Trent. Trent, how do you feel about Nebraska landmarks today?
Just very so-so.
Very so-so.
Okay, Trent, we're on the same page then.
Are you
on the same page?
So-so. All right, Trent, first question.
It's like John Papoosh just walked by.
<It's not him. laughs> Trent, where are you calling from?
I'm heading up Highway 77 into Lincoln from Beatrice.
Oh, very nice.
Wow, heading into Lincoln.
Coming from Beatrice.
Yeah, Jake knows that route very well, as do I.
And on behalf of Bill, who's not here, could you text a breaker today and to help build a breaker?
Absolutely. Always spread the word.
Okay.
Thanks.
It's building breakers today. Thank you, Trent.
Thank you.
All right, first question you, Trent. Sip has no lifeline, mano y mano. Trent, here we go. What Nebraska town is Pioneer Village located in?
That's in Minden.
Brilliant!
Would you have had that, Sip?
Yes, I visited there with my grandparents frequently back in the day in my childhood. Minden. I think I would have gotten it.
I've been there before.
Pioneer Village?
I've been there before.
Have you been there? You got to take Scotland?
No, not with her. But,
are you going to take her?
Maybe.
Probably is something you should do.
We'll get out there.
Yeah.
1-0 lead for Trent. Sip, first question. What Nebraska town is Carhenge located in?
Isn't that North Platte? Hello?
I do appreciate the quick, confident guess, although it was not correct. Trent, do you want that one or not?
I know it's way out west, but I'm going to pass.
That'd be way out west. Alliance.
Oh, didn't know that.
Nebraska. Alliance.
Second guess was Valentine.
You would have been 0-2 then. Would you ever got to Alliance in your guesses? That
probably not.
Doesn't appear so. This is for the win. Last question, Trent. What Nebraska town is the J. Sterling Morton House located in?
Shame on me. No idea. Fremont.
Fremont. Sip, do you know where the J. Sterling Morton House is at?
This is really. I think I do, but I'm not positive. So what do you do?
You'd probably pass.
If
you get it wrong, the game's over. If you get it right, you can still win with the next question. This is ultimate
tough
betting on yourself.
The J. Sterling Morton. All right, I'm going to pass. Tell me it's not Nebraska City.
It was Nebraska City. You should have gone with it, but you didn't. 1-0 lead for Trent to stay alive. Sip.
I got to get over this.
What Nebraska town is the Homestead National Monument located in?
That's for me.
This is for Sip.
That's Kearney.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Kearney.
No, it's not. That's the great city of Beatrice, Nebraska. Trent, it wasn't pretty, but you get the dub today. Congrats. We'll get your bagels. Thanks for calling.
We'll take it. Thanks, guys.
That's a win for Trent. Yeah.
Trent gets, like, how many bagels?
He gets 12 bagels and 2 tubs of cream cheese, courtesy of our friends at Bagels and Joe.
That's a great deal.
4 Lincoln locations and 1 in downtown Seward, which I've been to.
Yeah.
I've been to all 5 of them.
I go to that one out on, I think it's 84th, right?
Yeah, 84th and Holdridge. Yeah. They have a Bagels and Joe
excellent.
There.
Excellent. Excellent.
Do you want to guess for the tiebreaker, Sip, the population of Alliance, Nebraska?
Yeah, I can hazard a guess. Alliance, I'm going to say 11,270.
A little high. Not bad. 8,037 as of 2022.
Huh. Okay.
They've not grown by 3,000 the last 3-4 years. I will not give you
not
that.
Not to your knowledge.
They haven't. Very confident in that. So, yeah. 0-1 starts the week. That now puts you at... You've lost 5 of the last 6. You're now 4 games over 500.
We're in a bit of a slump.
You're playing Royals baseball right now.
Yeah, we're slumping. Thanks to Trent for calling in.
Yes.
Call in tomorrow. We'll play around 8:02.
That's right.
And hopefully it'll go better. God, we fired through this show.
Got a text from my mom listening to the game show.
Stephanie.
Yeah. She says, wow, that was embarrassing. Of course, I knew them all. I've been to all of them as well.
Stephanie, wow, that was...
You need to understand that my mom, Stephanie, she grew up in Rising City, and they took a lot of different vacations across Nebraska as their travels growing up. So they've been to all the different landmarks in the state. You've upset my mother. Thank you, Sip, for that. On that note, we're going to hour 3.
Wow, that was embarrassing. I'm not that embarrassed.
Hour 3, when we come back, do you shape your offense for someone that's not even here yet and not a quarterback? That's next, an early break in the ticket.